Chapter 12, Section 1, Filthy Rags. Jesus was the master storyteller. He often used parables to make a point. A parable is a story that contains one simple message. In this case, he directed the story to those who thought they were right with God because they trusted in themselves.
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
In the Jewish culture of that day, Pharisees were viewed as meticulous keepers of Moses' law. In contrast, the tax collectors were considered to be crooks. Now, here were two people from opposite ends of the moral spectrum praying in the same place.
The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
His fasting, or doing without food, was presumably for giving time to prayer. He also gave a tenth of his income to a charitable cause. In patting himself on the back, the Pharisee mentioned only a couple of things that he did or didn't do. His list could have been lengthy, but that didn't matter. The way he prayed showed the attitude of his heart. He was relying on his own right living, his own good works, to make himself righteous before God.
But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
The tax collector was overwhelmed by the awareness that he was a sinner and that he desperately needed God's help. He begged God for mercy, asking him to provide a way to escape the rightful punishment for his sin. Jesus continued,
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 18:9-14.
God honors the heart that repents, that has a change of mind about sin. Jesus said that this man went home justified. It is interesting that Jesus tied repentance to humility. The Bible makes it very clear that pride is what caused Satan to fall. It is also pride that causes man to hold back from admitting that he is a sinner, needing to trust God. The Pharisee was convinced that if he was diligent in observing all the law and performing good deeds, God would be pleased. He was proud to the point that he was blind to his own need. Jesus said,
Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men.
Jesus said that the Pharisees were blind to reality. Outwardly, they went through the motions of appearing righteous, but inwardly, they were sinful. They also undercut the intent of the Ten Commandments by adding their own man-made rules.
Thus you nullify the Word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. Mark 7:6-13.
The Pharisees believed that their religious observances, their good works, and their Jewish birth would make them right with God. Jesus said that these things do nothing to make a person acceptable, because evil
comes from inside and makes a man unclean. Mark 7:23.
The Bible is clear on this point. Good deeds do not earn a right standing with God. Indeed, it says,
all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Isaiah 64:6.
Sometimes folk view themselves as being perfect models of righteousness, but the Bible states quite the opposite. It says that all people
are slaves to sin, which leads to death. Romans 6:16.
Often people are frustrated because the harder they try to be good, the more they seem to fail. Just as they seem to get one area of life under control, they find themselves failing in another.
I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. John 8:34.
In every way, the sin nature works against man's efforts to live perfectly. In addition, the Bible speaks of Satan making man his slave. This doesn't necessarily mean that a person has been dabbling in the occult. Rather, the devil manipulates man by temptation and pride to accomplish his ends. Indeed, Satan works very hard to convince man that he is inherently good. The Scripture says that people need to
come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. 2 Timothy 2:26.
Just because man is a slave to sin and Satan does not justify a devilish lifestyle. God still holds everyone responsible for the choices they make. But being slaves does create a dilemma. The kind of righteous living that God accepts is far beyond man's capability to achieve. At this point, some might say, "Yeah, but I was born a Christian. God will accept me." The word Christian implies Christ one, Messiah one, or belonging to the household of Christ. The biblical meaning has been distorted and confused beyond belief. But even in the original sense of the word, to say that one has been born a Christian is not accurate. Being born in a Christian home no more makes you a Christian than being born in a hospital makes you a doctor. Physical birth has nothing to do with our relationship with God or our future destiny.